For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Last week, for our Illinois Issues in-depth report, we brought you the story of the Radium Girls, young women in Ottawa who painted glow-in-the-dark clock faces with radium-laced paint. Many were sickened and died from the toxins. Radiation left behind by the two companies that employ the women has caused environmental and public health risks ever since. This week, for Illinois Issues, I look at the decades-long effort to clean up after the companies.
Kind of the scenic route, but it is on the way.
Katie Tricoli and I are driving her red Chevy pickup truck around Ottawa. The LaSalle community of 18,000 looks like most towns its size. It's a scenic spot at the confluence of two rivers, with Starved Rock State Park nearby. She's showing me the places the Environmental Protection Agency has decontaminated.
So as you can tell, it's just a regular neighborhood. Houses and garages and flags and churches. Right up here on the right-hand side, right here.
This empty lot. There, and in more than a dozen other sites across this town, EPA crews dug up the soil contaminated with radium and hauled it to a toxic waste landfill. One last site remains toxic. Prolonged exposure to that radiation could lead to an increased risk of cancer. Chicoli was part of a local group, Residents Against a Polluted Environment, that tried to bring attention to the problem back in the early 1980s. She joined the group with Ken Ritchie, another longtime Ottawa resident. He helped discover the hazardous sites with a Geiger counter, a handheld machine that detects radiation. Ritchie had picked it up at a garage sale in 1982, and shortly after, he and a friend tried it out.
There was a luminous building where they actually painted the dials. So we went around it, and I couldn't believe it. But every once in a while, the needle go way over. So there was hot stuff coming out of that place.
That hot stuff was left over from the paint used at Luminous Processes for the glow-in-the-dark clock faces. Women working at Luminous Processes and its predecessor, Radium Dial, were sickened and many died. When the Radium Dial plant was torn down in the late 1960s, the rubble was used at construction sites all over town, spreading the radiation. Ritchie and his group began advocating to get the city to look into it, but he met resistance.
So we thought we'd go to the mayor. Well, that was old Mayor Thomas. He said, don't start nothing to ruin our city. People won't come here no more.
The documentary Radium City, about the women's plight and the environmental hazards, came out a few years later. It featured former dial painters, city officials, and Ritchie and his Geiger counter.
People around town would see me with the Geiger counter. They'd figure, well, he got nothing better to do than to run around town with his Geiger counter trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Ritchie said the documentary and the help of a former lawmaker and judge, Peg Breslin, brought the attention needed to start cleanup. The U.S. Department of Energy flew a helicopter over the city in 1986 and found 14 hotspots. The EPA named Ottawa a Superfund site, qualifying it for federal funding. Cleanup has been going on in fits and starts ever since. Money has been the main obstacle, says current Mayor Bob Eschbach.
And they get funding in hunks, and they'll do as much as they can with that money. Sometimes it's just one site, or sometimes they got to two sites at a time. Might not have been as efficient as it could have been if it was all done at once, but government moves slowly, and patience and perseverance are traits you have to have when you're a mayor.
The EPA has one site left to decontaminate. It's 17 acres at the edge of town on the Fox River. It was the city's dump at one time. Now it belongs to Illinois. Back in Tricoli's truck, she drives to a car dealership parking lot that borders the state-owned land. Behind the dealership is a fence with a sign that reads, Caution, Radioactive Materials. Because the state owns it, it's responsible for paying for half the cleanup, which could total $70 million. Officials with the US EPA and the Illinois Emergency Management Agency say they're coming up with a multi-year plan. Mayor Eschbach says he's confident in their commitment to decontaminating the site, but Tricoli still worries.
You know, one political administration after another, and it just gets pushed off to the side, and then it's still a problem.
An EPA spokeswoman said the agency has the funding to begin cleanup this year, exactly 100 years after Radium Dial opened in Ottawa. For photos of the sites and our story about the Radium Girls, go to nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.